Endangered Theatrical Practices, a study of Hokkien theatre across the seas by Caroline Chia. This article is read by an AI-generated voice. Language is the roadmap of a culture. It tells you where its people come from and where they are going. Rita May Brown, growing up in a family that speaks Hokkien and Teochew other than Mandarin. These different Chinese vernaculars, Fangyan, known in Singapore as dialects, feel close to my heart since childhood. My grandmother, a native from Suatou, China, would often play Teochew songs, Ku Keg, on Rediffusion, a cable-transmitted radio station popular in Singapore in the mid-20th century. As I grew older, I felt that these regional languages are hardly spoken among the younger generation and losing their significance as older speakers passed on. The mission to document regional culture, specifically theatre, became an important part of my research, Across the Seas. For my monograph, Hokkien Theatre, Across the Seas, a Sociocultural Study, the Across the Seas concept was chosen for the following reasons. Since the 11th century, Quanzhou, part of South Fujian China, where many of the Hokkien Minnan migrants originated from, was a thriving trade center reputed to be the emporium of the world. The Hokkien living in South Fujian were a littoral community who relied on the seas for a living and would travel across the seas, especially during forced circumstances. The sea water is regarded as a fluid channel facilitating regional interaction as the Hokkien migrated to various locales. These locales, as covered in the book, include Kinmen, Quemoy, Taiwan and Singapore, where the majority of the Chinese population could trace their ancestry to South Fujian. With Hokkien as a common language, Kinmen as Jinmen Hua Kim Meng Yubi, Taiyu Taigi in Taiwan, and Fujian Hua Hokkien Yu in Singapore. And with their ancestral origin from South Fujian, these locales interacted with one another, forming a regional network that surpassed political domains marked out by land-bounded societies. Hence, the Across the Seas concept is useful in understanding such regional interaction, which has facilitated the transmission of theatrical forms brought by early migrants to their sites of sojourn. In the initial stage of migration, the three sites experienced different periods of mass migration. Theatrical forms from South Fujian were transplanted to the migration locales, that is, troops from South Fujian travelled frequently to these sites to perform. Gaojia Opera, for example, was well received by the migrant populations in Kinmen, Taiwan and Singapore. Far away from home in a foreign land, these theatrical forms originally from the migrants' hometown served to soothe their homesickness, including Gaojia Opera and puppet forms, glove puppet theatre, Budaisi Potehi, and string puppet theatre, Kiliksi Kalihi. Similar to human actor opera like Gaojia Opera, Potehi also served its entertainment purpose. Kalehi, on the other hand, is known for its liturgical nature, particularly to ward off malevolent forces that may bring harm to mortal beings. Made locally, while the Across the Seas theory is important in understanding regional interaction, the socio-political development in these land-bounded societies should not be ignored. The end of the Second World War contributed to heightened consciousness among the sojourners-turned-residents in their host societies. They became more emotionally and socially attached to their newfound homes, especially when affiliations with their ancestral homeland were altered. Moreover, the newly established governments in all three sites imposed various regulations that impacted on theatrical practices. In 1949, Taiwan came under the control of the Republic of China, ROC government. The ROC, represented by the nationalists Kuomintang, KMT, was involved in a civil battle with the communists Chinese Communist Party, CCP, who founded the People's Republic of China, PRC, in mainland China. This eventually led to their involvement in the Cold War tension, and the nationalists' slogan was "Repel the Communists and Resist the Soviets." Fan Gong Kang Yi. The popularity of Potehi was targeted by the nationalist government, and special glove puppets were produced for this propaganda. Kinmen, on the other hand, was what I termed the militarized time capsule, because it served as a critical base for the nationalists to reclaim mainland China and a line of defense for Taiwan. This resulted in its heavy militarization until the martial law was lifted in 1992. Such militarization, I argue, isolated Kinmen from the rest of the world, including to some extent mainland China and Taiwan, and helped to retain many of the Hokkien Sesish Minnan characteristics of the 1950s and earlier. For example, string puppet theatre remains an essential component of the everyday lives of the Kinmen people, whereas in Taiwan, many string puppet troupes faced the challenge of sustaining their trade as the demand for liturgical rituals conducted by string puppet theatre dwindled. In Singapore, the population comprises of diverse groups of various ethnicities. For example, the Straits Chinese, who spoke a mix of English, Malay, Peranakan Malay, and Hokkien street entertainment, had to cater to a wider group of audiences who may not necessarily be of Hokkien ancestry. This situation, in contrast to Kinmen and Taiwan, partly contributed to the rise of Gezai opera, a cultural import from Taiwan. From the late 19th century to early 20th century, Gaojia opera from South Fujian, known for its martial stunts, was a popular form of entertainment for the migrant Chinese, Hokkien population on this island state. The increasing popularity of Gezai opera gradually overshadowed Gaojia opera, as the latter was sung in classical Hokkien. By contrast, the easy-to-understand ballad style of Gezai opera attracted larger audiences, even among those who only had a general command of Hokkien. Not only did Gezai opera become the dominant opera form in Singapore, it also influenced puppet theatre. Both Potehi and Kalehi made the conversion from performing Nangwan music to the Gezai tune. This transformation in puppet theatre, which I term the Gezai opera-style puppet theatre, gradually lost its liturgical function, as many of the current string puppet troupes lack the religious know-how to conduct related rituals, documenting endangered theatrical practices. Other than tracing the development of Hokkien theatre in Taiwan, Kinmen and Singapore through historical and archival sources, fieldwork constitutes another key component of this research. There is urgency to document existing theatrical practices in these sites as they are increasingly endangered. Fieldwork observation allows for the comprehension of actual practices and examines factors that contributed to differences in these sites, even though they share the same ancestral link. For fieldwork conducted in Kinmen, 2016, Taiwan, 2013 and 2016, and Singapore, 2004 to 2018. Kalehi was chosen as the subject focus for the following reasons. It enjoyed a higher social standing compared to other Hokkien theatrical genres, Gezai opera, Potehi. However, the belief for the efficacy of this puppet theatre has declined in contemporary times and faces the challenge of attracting younger successors to sustain the tradition. String puppet theatre in Kinmen enjoys a high standing and is regularly performed during the pacification offering, Dian An, or offering of celebrating completion, Qing Cheng Zhao. The purpose of the pacification offering is to ensure that the environment / earth too is secured or pacified after a new building or temple is established or an old construction is restored. One reason for the frequency of such events is the destruction and heavy casualties suffered by Kinmen during the battles fought between the CCP and KMT. Many old lineage halls, temples, and residential houses were destroyed as a result. The string puppet performance in the pacification offering is known as Theatre of Suppressing Malevolence, Zhishaxi. Chief Marshal Tian, Tiandu Yuanshui, the god of theatre, is invited as he is the chief exorcist for this theatre. Four generals, possibly representing Wen, Kang, Ma, and Zhao, appeared as martial puppets armed with swords, were invited one by one and positioned at the sides of the stage, believed to guard off any malicious forces. Next, Master Yang Tu Qin of the Qin Liangxing puppet troupe held onto a sword, brought a white rooster to the center of the stage where he prayed to Chief Marshal Tian. The sword was used to slit the rooster's crown, and a brush was used to dab the blood and write talismans. The rooster's blood is believed to have spiritual power to curb malicious forces. The use of talismans, three colored cloths, rooster's blood, invitation of Chief Marshal Tian, and the four generals highlight the need to prevent disruption by malevolent forces. The Theatre of Suppressing Malevolence is strongly attached to the lineage system emphasized in Kinmen, which includes the expelling of possible negative forces that may harm occupants of the lineage hall. In Taiwan, the practice of executing the exorcistic function of string puppet theatre is rapidly declining. At the time of my fieldwork in 2016, the Qing Chun Tang Puppet Theatre Company was the only troupe still performing this exorcistic rite. The chief puppeteer is Master Lin Chin Lin, who invites the exorcist deity Zhong Kui, believed to have demon-quelling powers to expel malevolence present in unnatural deaths. The belief is that those who suffered from unnatural deaths, such as drowning, car accident, murder or suicide, would wander at the site where the death occurred to find a replacement, Zua Jiaoti. The exorcistic dance of Zhong Kui is performed to guide these wandering spirits to their appointed spaces. As mentioned earlier, the string puppet theatre in Singapore is mostly transformed to what is known as the Gezai opera-style puppet theatre, where most puppeteers do not conduct any liturgical, traditional function of the theatrical form. However, from my observations, the exorcistic role of this theatre is still performed by Jit Guat Sin and Chiu Yi, though the frequency of such performances is rapidly decreasing. Two particular rites still conducted today are opening the temple door, Kai Gong Men, and the complete performance of Su, also known as Mosu Morsor. The former is usually performed during the consecration of a new temple, whether it is newly constructed or an existing temple that has moved to a new site. In both rites, Chief Marshal Tian is invited to perform the ritual. On a final note, this across the seas concept remains an important part of my post-monograph research. While the three sites mentioned above have displayed distinct characteristics of sustaining Hokkien theatrical practices, there are other locales that also belong to the Hokkien network. One example is the Philippines, where migrants from South Fujian settled as early as the 16th century. I argue that Nangguan, a musical form from South Fujian, remains a significant marker of Filipino-Chinese identity and allows for the sustenance of Kauka, Gaojia opera, whereas it has ceased to exist in other parts of Southeast Asia. This study on Kaoka will be published in Sinophone, Southeast Asia. Sinitic Voices Across the Southern Seas. Caroline Chia is a research fellow in the Department of Chinese Studies, National University of Singapore. The views expressed in this forum are those of the individual authors and do not represent the views of the Asia Research Institute, National University of Singapore, or the institutions to which the authors are attached.